今天的经文是约拿书第二章一到第三章，第二章和第三章。约拿在毒腹中祷告耶和华的神说：我遭遇患难，求告耶和华，你就应允我；从阴间的深处呼求，你就俯听我的声音。你将我投下深渊，就是海的深处，大水环绕我，你的波浪洪涛就漫过我身。我说：我从你的眼前虽被弃逐，你仍然要仰望你的圣殿。诸水环绕我，几乎淹没我，深渊围住我，海潮吵扰我的头。我下到山根，地的门将我永远关住。耶和华我的神啊，你却将我的性命从坑中救出来。我心在我里面发昏的时候，你就想念我，就想念耶和华。我的祷告进入你的圣殿，达到你的面前。那信奉西武之神的人，离弃怜爱他们的主，但我必用感谢的声音献祭于你。我所喜的宴，我必偿还。救恩出于耶和华，耶和华吩咐以已就把约拿吐在旱地上。耶和华的话二次临到约拿说：你起来往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民宣告我所吩咐你的话。约拿便照耶和华的话起来往尼尼微去。这尼尼微是极大的城，有三日的路程。约拿进城走了一日，宣告说：再等四十日，尼尼微必倾覆了。尼尼微人信服神，便宣告禁食，从最大的到至小都穿麻衣。这信息传到尼尼微王的耳中，他就下了宝座，脱下朝服，披上麻布，坐在会中。他又使人骗告尼尼微通臣说：王和大臣有令，人不可尝什么牲畜，牛羊不可吃草，也不可喝水。人与牲畜就当背上披上麻布。人要切切求告神，个人回头离开所行的恶道，丢弃手中的强暴，何止神转意后悔，不发烈怒，使我们不知灭亡，也未可知。以是神查看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降于他们了。
It's a wonderful privilege to be here again for me.
也是荣幸能够来到这里。
And to stand alongside Elisha as he translates.
跟伊丽莎站在一起。我的新名字伊丽莎。
In the morning services, we've been going through the book of Joshua, Jonah.
早上我们在讲约拿书。
And so I'll be speaking from Jonah this morning, this afternoon.
今天下午我也讲约拿书。
I'm not off to a good start. I'm not off to a good start with making mistakes. Let me pray. As we start, our Father, the Bible is your word. You are the one who speaks. We pray that you would speak into our hearts. Help us to see you more clearly.So that we grow in trusting you more and loving you for who you truly are. Amen. Recently, I was walking on King George's Road one morning, and I came to a intersection where a car had stalled and couldn't start again.
最近呢，我一个早上我在 King George Road 走路，看到一车在一个交叉路口抛锚了。
I wondered, should I help?
我在想我要不要去帮忙。
I don't know a lot about cars, but whether I could help push it out of the traffic.
我对车并不是了解，但是我想是不是应该帮忙把这个车推到一边。
I still needed to have breakfast and read the Bible, have a shower, and get to the office.
不过我都还没有吃早餐，我需要读圣经，也要洗澡，也要去办公室。
I thought to myself, surely someone else will stop and help.
我在想，也许其他有人会停下来帮忙。
And then I remembered what I heard recently from the Bible, do good to all people.
然后我想起圣经说，你要向众人行善。
So I turned around to go and help.
所以我转过来去帮忙。
But as I turned, another car stopped.
可是当我回过来时，我看到另外一个车已经停下来了。
So I turned around and kept walking.
所以我就不用去帮忙，就走开了。Later
I thought, what happens if it was my car?
后来我就想，如果这是我的车，我应该怎么办？
Would I want someone to stop and help me?
我需要有人停下来帮我吗？
Yes, I would.
是的，我也会的。
But as I was not in need, it was easy for me to decide not to get involved.
可是因为我不需要帮忙的时候，我很容易说我不需要别人来帮忙。
And I thought to myself, I like others to help me when I'm in need, but I don't always help others when they are in need.
然后我就觉得我不是总是帮助人，但是我又期望别人来帮助我。
There's a similarity here to Jonah, who justified not going to Nineveh despite their need of God, and yet Jonah was eager to pray when he was in need.
耶拿也是这样的人，即使尼尼微人需要帮助，但是耶拿却认为不去帮助尼尼微城是对的，但是耶拿自己却在最需要帮助的时候非常恳切地祷告神。
In Jonah chapters 2 and 3, we find two examples of God's amazing grace.
在耶拿书第二章第三中呢，我们看到两个神奇妙恩典的两个例子。
Jonah had deliberately disobeyed God's instructions, and on the boat he told the sailors to throw him overboard to save others.
耶拿是故意违背神的旨意，然后他告诉水手们把他拥在海里。
God provided a huge fish to rescue him. Inside the fish, Jonah desperately prayed and then wrote his prayer later.
在一腹中的时候，耶拿非常绝望地祷告神，那后来他的祷告记录下来了。
He used lots of references from the Psalms.
他在祷告中引用了很多诗篇的话来祷告。
But he was drowning and he was dying.
他是在被水淹得快要死了。
In fact, Jonah says he was in the realm of the dead.
耶拿说，他说他是在阴间。
And that's a Hebrew word that means the place the wicked are kept until judgment.
在希伯来文里面呢，原文的意思，阴间是指的那些囚禁邪恶等候审判的地方。
He sounds very remorseful.
耶拿听起来非常懊悔，他没有听神的话。
In verse 2 of chapter 2, we read, "In my distress I called to the Lord, and he answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead, I call for help, and you listen to my cry."
耶拿书第二章二节说，我遭遇患难，求告耶和华，他就应允我。从阴间的深处呼求，你就俯听我的声音。But
he was dying. Verses 5 and 6 say, "The engulfing waters threatened me, The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my neck. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever.
但是那个时候他是面临死亡的，所以原来是二章五到六节说，注水环绕我，几乎淹没我，深渊围住我，海草缠绕我的头，我下到深坑，地的门将我永远关住。
There was no hope, and yet God, answered Jonah's prayer.
但是神却应允了约拿的祷告。
We read in verses 6 and 7, But you, Lord my God, brought my life up from the pit. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. It was an act of undeserving grace, and in response, Jonah praised God.
这是神毫无保留的爱，是我们不配的爱。耶拿用赞美来回应神的爱。
He said, "Those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them, but I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you." What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say, salvation comes from the Lord.
所以二章八节到九节说，那信奉虚无之神的人，离弃怜爱他们的主，但我必用感谢的声音献祭于你。我所喜的愿，我必偿还，救恩出于耶和华。
He praised God, but it seems as though his praise was boastful.In fact, he justified why he didn't go to Nineveh. He said, those who trust in idols, like in Nineveh, will find when in need their gods are powerless, but God is steadfast and trustworthy for his people.
会觉得偶像毫无用处，但是神却是坚固稳定，值得我们信靠的。
Well, Jonah was grateful for being rescued. It seemed there'd been no change at all in his heart.
约拿非常感恩他得到拯救，但是他的生命似乎没有真正的改变。
And so here's a man who disobeyed God.He was hypocritical in crying out in his need and not concern for others, and yet God gave him amazing grace.
他是悖逆的，然后是虚伪的，可是神借给他的他不配的恩典，当他呼求的时候。
When I was 17, I had my P plates, and one, I'll tell this and you can
tell.
And...I was driving late one night following my sister. She was a number of cars in front of me, and I didn't know, I wasn't sure where she was going, and I tried to catch up to her, and being inexperienced, I overtook a few cars coming towards a bend, not knowing what the other was going to come the other way. Behind me was a policeman, a few cars behind, and he pulled me over and fined me.And I was very sad and annoyed at what I'd done. But as time went on, my sadness was because I was caught, not because I did the wrong thing. And because I was caught on my P plates, I thought I would lose my license. And so I waited for the letter to come saying that the license has been revoked. And I waited.And I waited and I waited. I deserved the punishment, but it never came. So I kept my license. That was a great act of undeserved grace, like God showed Jonah undeserved grace.
He said he was 17 years old, just got a P card. He was with his sister behind him. 他想跟着他姐姐，所以就超车，超了几辆车。可是他就没有意识到啊、那个警察就已经在他后面跟着他了。后来就把他停下来。啊，当时他心里非常的伤心，啊，觉得他伤心是不是因为他做错事，他是觉得怕他的驾照会吊销了，所以他回到家非常紧张，就等着那警察来把他的驾照撤销了，但是实际上一直没有。他记得讲到这个是一个神的恩典，是他不配的，他本来应该受罚的，可是还是神给他保留他的驾照。
God again called Jonah to go to Nineveh, and this time he obeyed.
照样神呢，再次来呼召耶拿，这一次耶拿顺服了。
Nineveh was a brutal and vicious city.
Nineveh 是一个非常野蛮而且邪恶的城市。
It was undeserving of grace because of the way it treated those that it conquered.
他并不配神的恩典，因为他对人的态度。
Jonah didn't believe that these people needed God's mercy.
耶拿不以为这些人配得神的恩典。
But he went.
但是他还是去了。
Instead, it was a city that took 3 days to walk through. He walked 1 day and then he began to preach. Forty more days and Nineveh will be overthrown. And incredibly, the people of Nineveh repented at every level of society.
不可思议的是，整个尼尼微城各个阶层的人都开始悔改。
By the decree, verses 7 and 9, by the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let people or animals, herds or flocks taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink, but let people and animals be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion turn.From his fierce anger, so that we will not perish.
In Nineveh 13:7-9, it says, "He also sent messengers to the king and his nobles, saying, 'King and the nobles have an order. Man must not eat anything, neither sheep nor goats, neither eat grass, nor drink water. Those who eat grass must put on their own sackcloth. Man must earnestly ask God, and each one must turn away from his evil ways, and throw away his sword, or God will turn his heart and turn away from us, so that we will not perish. It is not known yet.'"
Instead of judgment, God showed them mercy. In verse 10, when God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened.
神没有降下审判，却向尼尼微人显出怜悯。三章十节说到，于是神查看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不把所受的大灾祸降于他们了。在神奇妙恩典中，神没有按尼尼微人所当得的审判对他们。
So like God treated Jonah with amazing grace, he also treated the Ninevites not as they deserved.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Can you say that again?
Yep. God, in his amazing grace, did not treat the Ninevites as they deserved.
就是神没有按照尼尼微城所应该的审判来待他。
There was a missionary, an Australian missionary called Dr. Graham Staines, who had worked in India amongst people with leprosy from 1965. He met his wife Gladys in India, and together they served there. In 1999, Graham Staines went to a different province.A place called Odisha, with 2 sons who were 10 and 6. But there, a mob of fundamentalist Hindus who thought that Graham Staines was bribing people to come from Hinduism to Christianity, while they were asleep in their car, set the car alight. And they burned Graham Staines and his 2 sons to death.When his wife was told about what happened, he and their, or she and their daughter decided that they would forgive them. And later, before the Indian Commission, she said that sometimes she wondered why her husband was killed, but it's far from my mind to punish the persons who were responsible for the death of my husband and my two children, but it is my desire and hope that they would repent and would be reformed. And she stayed in India with her daughter. Such undeserved kindness to the people who had so brutally killed her husband was undeserved grace. And that's a small picture of God's undeserved grace to those who don't deserve it.
Okay, I'll stop. 就是澳洲有个宣教士叫格里汉，他在1966年开始呢，就在印度的麻风病人中间服侍。他在那里遇见了他的妻子叫Gladys，他们结婚之后一直是在印度服侍。1999年，格里汉和他的两个儿子分别10岁和6岁的，去了一个城市叫Odisha。那一群传统印度教徒呢，他们就认为 格里汉牧师呢，是强逼那些印度教人改信基督教，所以他们他跟他两个儿子还在这里睡觉的时候，这些印度徒就把他们活活的烧死了。当那格里他的太太知道这个消息之后呢，他就告诉他女儿、他们、他的父母、他的爸爸还有。弟兄都去世了，只剩下他们。但是他们选择了饶恕。实际上后来，Grady他说，他常常会想到为什么他的先生会被杀。不过他从来没有想过说要报复那些杀他们先生的儿子的人，而是心里一直期待着这些人能够悔改，能够相信耶稣。 所以他，Grady跟他的女儿就决定一直留在印度。那这些是对于那些不会神恩典的人，他们的行为就是神恩典的一个小小的例子，就是这对，这是母亲的女儿，她对那个印度徒显出的这种恩典是从神而来的。So
both Jonah and Nineveh are examples of God's grace. How do we respond to the God of grace?
耶拿和尼尼微是神恩典的两个例子，我们应该怎样来回应神的爱呢？
I want to say three things about the book of Jonah. Firstly, the book of Jonah is a book all about God.
我想透过三点来谈谈耶拿书。第一点，耶拿书是一本关于神的书。God's
promises to Abraham included that he would be blessed in order to be a blessing to other nations.
神对亚伯拉罕的应许是首先让他蒙福，以致他可以成为列国的祝福。
But Israel lost sight of that, that they themselves had been rescued in the Exodus so as to be a light to other nations.
但是以色列人却看不到他们自己从埃及地被拯救出来。
Neither Israel nor Nineveh deserve God's mercy, but he showed grace to both of them. The book of Jonah points out or testifies to God's faithfulness to himself and his promises, even if his people are not faithful.
耶拿书见证了，即使人不信实的时候，神依然是信实的。The
book of Jonah speaks of God's glory and the power to save and rescue all people, regardless of how wicked they are.
耶拿书讲到，不管人多么的罪恶，神借显出荣耀和能力来大施拯救。So
this book points us to the beauty of God's character.
这本书正好就指向神的本性的美善。I've
never been to Rome, but the Sistine Chapel is well known as a beautiful art wonder.
我从来没有去过罗马，但是西斯廷教堂这个艺术奇迹。
Michelangelo finished painting it after 4 years in 1512.
米开朗基罗在1912年花了4年的功夫完成他的杰作。
At that time, the only light source was candles.
那个时代人照明的方式就是蜡烛。
And as the candles burned, slowly all the carbon would go up onto the ceiling and make a covering over the artwork.
这个蜡烛越来越燃烧，那些碳烟就一直往上升，一直就遮盖了那个圣殿。
Prior to it being restored, many of the art critics thought that Michelangelo, while a genius at composing,was not very good with colors. His colors were dark and monochromatic.
在这个米开朗基罗的作品，就是在那个教堂里画的画，因为很灰嘛，遮盖了很多烟雾。那在恢复他作品之前呢，艺术圈里的很多艺术家就说：“哎，这个人不大擅长这个色彩，因为他的色彩他的画都是低色调，很暗淡的。”
But when the artwork was restored, everyone saw the colors that were beautiful and bright.
但是当他的作品被恢复之后呢，人人都可以看到他的作品是那么显得有色彩那么鲜艳。
They could not see properly, but when the colors were revealed, people had to change their assumptions.About Michelangelo with its brilliance, seeing more clearly.
当他的作品中的那些色彩光芒都被显露出来的时候，人们就不得不改变他们所存的设想。
So this book invites us, the book of Jonah, to look at the beauty of God's character, not just at the fish or the person of Jonah.
这本书呢是把我们引向神的美善，而不是鱼或是抓烟本身。
When we lose sight of who God is, we begin to see Him simply as someone to whom we pray when we're in help.
当我们失去对神的他所是神的属性的看见时，我们就开始。把神看到就像一般人一样，当我们祷告的时候。
Often our prayers will reveal who we believe God to be.
通常我们的祷告就可以表现出我们所相信的神是，我们所认为的这位神是怎样的。
Rather, our prayers really should reflect God's character.
而不是显出这个真正的本性。
So we see Him more clearly.
我们应该更清楚地看见他。
The second thing is that Jonah is a book about mission.
第二点呢，约拿书是一本关于宣教的书。
God is a missionary God, and even,
是一个宣教的神。
And even before the creation of the world, he committed Jesus to die for those who would reject him.
甚至在上世以前呢，神就预定他的儿子为那些拒绝他的人死。
But Israel lost sight of who God was, and they also lost sight of who they were to be.
以色列人看不见神所示的，也失去对他们自己身份的看见。
They were rescued so that cities like Nineveh would be attracted to see God's goodness.
他们得拯救，以致像尼尼微的城，像这样的城，可以被神的美善所吸引。
God calls His church to be mission-centered.
神呼召的教会以宣教为中心。
I'm not an evangelist.
我不是一个宣教士。
But I'm called to be a witness.
但是我被召是为神做见证的。
Looking out of myself for God's glory.
以致从我身上可以显出神的荣耀来。
As we go about our daily routines, in whatever we do, in shopping or sport or work or family, the gospel is to go with us.
在我们日常生活中，哪怕是购物、运动、工作、家庭，福音，这福音都是会与我们同行的。
So that mission becomes an overflow of God's work in our life.
以致这个宣教成为我们在我们身上自然的流露。
Shortly before I came to Sydney, I discipled a man who was in his 50s.
在我来悉尼之前呢，我收了一个门徒，大概是50多岁。
He went from Newcastle. He went to Haymarket for a meeting one day.
一天呢，他离开 Newcastle 到 Haymarket 在悉尼呢，来有一个会议。
But he didn't know where anything was in Sydney, so already running late, he finally asked someone for directions.
他对悉尼并不了解，所以他已经很晚了，所以他就问了一个女士。
This person helpfully took the man to where he was looking for.
这位女士呢，把他带到他所要去的那栋楼。
He asked if he could meet her and buy a cup of coffee at the end of the day to say thank you.
他为了表达感谢呢，他邀请这个女，就是问这个女士能给他买杯咖啡。
Over coffee, the lady talked to him about Jesus.
在喝咖啡的时候，这位女士向这位先生传讲耶稣。
John had no church upbringing at all.
约翰不是在教会中长大的。
In fact, he said that if any religious people came, he would close the door in their face.
实际上他说，如果有那宗教人士想试图来靠近他的话，他就马上把他们拒之门外的。
But through this encounter, God miraculously opened up his heart to respond to Jesus.
通过这一次的跟那个女士的相遇，神奇迹般开了他的心。
This is what happened in Nineveh on a massive scale.
同样的是大规模的，就是更大范围的发生在尼尼微城。
And yet it wouldn't have happened if Jonah had not gone, or if the lady had not spoken up.
但是如果耶拿不去，或是这位女士不说话的话，这些事都不会发生。
People will only hear as other people speak.
只有人愿意传讲的时候，才会有人听到。
And just briefly, the third point, which is Jonah is a book that points to Christ.
第三点呢，应该是指向基督的书。
Jesus was pressured by the religious leaders to prove himself by doing miracles to show who he was.
当宗教人士向耶稣施压力，让他行神迹来证明他自己的时候。
In Matthew chapter 12, we read, A wicked and adulterous generation asks for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now something greater than Jonah is here.
所以耶稣在马太福音12章39节到40节就这么说，耶稣回答说，一个邪恶淫乱的世代求看神迹，除了先知耶拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他们看。耶拿三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中，人子也要这样三日三夜在他里头。当审判的时候，尼尼微人要起来定这世代的罪，因为尼尼微人听了耶拿所成的就悔改了。看哪，在这里有一人比耶拿更大。
Jonah's 3 nights in the fish pointed to Jesus' death and burial before being raised to life.
耶拿在鱼腹里3天3夜，这指向耶稣基督复活。
It is Christ's death and resurrection that is the greatest sign that we are to trust in.
我们正是应该信靠耶稣基督死而复活这个最大的神迹。
The people of Nineveh acted on what God said through Jonah.
尼尼微城的人回应了神借着耶拿所说的话。
And the sign that we trust in Christ will be that we also trust, obey, and live in the light of Jesus' resurrection.
我们信靠基督的表现应该是在我们信靠顺从，并且活在复活的光中。
It can be a temptation to want to have miracles or experiences or feelings.
求看神迹，或者是某种经历或感觉，很有会可能是一个试探。
The spectacular seems appealing, but only the crucified and resurrected Jesus brings life.
很壮观的事是充满诱惑的，但是我们只有钉十字架和复活的基督给我们带来真实的生命。
And we are given that life as we follow him to the cross and share in all that his death accomplished.
当我们跟随主耶稣救了十字架，他已经把这个生命给我们了，我们也分享他的死所带来的所成就的事。
So the book of Jonah, this is not here. The book of Jonah points to who God is. It reminds us about the importance of mission, and it tells us about the Lord Jesus, or points to the Lord Jesus and his death and resurrection.
Too long.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll do what I can. 其实这本书呢，指向耶稣基督。
Study.
I make it simple. One. It's fine.
Thank you. We'll pray. You should just do that more often.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, that's all right. We'll pray. Our Father, thank you that you know each of our hearts.
天父，你知道每一个人的心。
You see what others don't see.
你看到别人所看不见的。
That creates both anxiety for us, but also comfort.
你不但让我们有焦急，但是你同时也给我们带来安慰。
It creates anxiety because there are things that we know that we've done that we shouldn't have done.
你有让我们有焦急有焦虑，因为我们当做了一些我们不该做的事情。
But also comfort because through Christ we are accepted on His basis and not ours.
但是你给我们带了安慰，是因着耶稣基督所做的，而不是因着我们的好行为。
So we pray as we look at the book of Jonah that we may appreciate more about Your character.
所以我祷告，当我们看耶拿书的时候，你能够帮助我们更深的认识你的本性。
And keep trusting in the Lord Jesus and His death and resurrection.
一直来相信你，信靠你，相信你的复活。
For ultimately, He is the only one as the true source of life.
因为最终你是那位光的来源。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, and thank you, Tony.
Thank you.